5 states and D.C. petition the feds to limit aviation carbon emissions. Weather hampers the search for a missing helicopter in Alaska. And the STS-122 crew is ready to improvise if needed. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, December 6th, 2007. Science believes aviation is responsible for just 3% of overall carbon dioxide emissions in the United States. But several states say that's 3% too much, and they want the Environmental Protection Agency to do something about it. On Wednesday, a coalition of states filed a petition asking the EPA to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from domestic and foreign airliners. The topic is a hot one. Since carbon dioxide is not toxic, its emission by automobiles is not currently regulated by EPA. California has been frustrated in its attempt to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, mainly because they're approximately proportionate to fuel use. California's zero emissions vehicle laws, which began implementation in 1998, had to be pulled back when manufacturers couldn't meet the standards, and later when challenged in court by the federal government. California Attorney General Jerry Brown is clearly frustrated. He told the Associated Press, quote, "We want the EPA to take their head out of the sand and actively promulgate rules to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA has taken a very passive and unimaginative approach to combating global warming," unquote. Joining California on the petition are Connecticut, New Jersey, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and the District of Columbia. Not surprisingly, the Air Transport Association said EPA action is unnecessary. ATA noted, quote, "Commercial airlines already are driven to be as fuel efficient and environmentally conscious as possible," unquote. That operators have already doubled fuel efficiency over the past 30 years, and that they're working towards an additional 25 to 30% reduction by the year 2025. EPA officials also defended the agency's efforts to combat global warming. Quote, "The U.S. has invested over $37 billion on climate change science, technology, and tax incentive programs, more than any other country in the world," unquote. Weather continues to hamper the search for a Lifeguard Alaska helicopter that went missing late Monday afternoon while transporting a patient to an Anchorage hospital from Cordova. The AP reports 4 persons were on board: the patient, 2 flight crew, and a nurse. The last transmission from the flight was received at 5:18 p.m. local time Monday. There was no indication of distress, according to Coast Guard Lieutenant John McWhite. No reports of reception of an emergency locator transmitter beacon have yet been received. Blowing snow was reported along the flight path over the coastal terrain in Prince William Sound. One leader of the search crew told the AP they'll keep looking for the medevac aircraft, quote, "until it's not plausible or reasonable to go on," unquote. As of our deadline for this AeroCast, NASA was still a go for the launch of the shuttle Atlantis today at 4:31 p.m. Eastern Time. The primary mission on this trip is to deliver the European Space Agency's Columbus module to the International Space Station. But given the unexpected problems the last 3 missions have encountered, the crew of STS-122 has tried to prepare for the unexpected. If all goes well, this crew may get to some unfinished business from the last mission, finishing up repairs to a solar array on the space station. But even if that doesn't happen, Mission Commander Stephen Frick told USA Today, quote, "The last couple of missions have been interesting. We're sure stuff is going to come up," unquote. Here's something we're not used to hearing about in the United States. European plane maker Airbus is seriously considering moving production here because it's cheaper. The Guardian reports Louis Gallois, CEO of Airbus parent company Eads, has warned Europe, quote, "A part of the European aeronautical and space industry is threatened by the evolution of the dollar, and I think this is a problem with a political dimension. There is a deep crisis in a number of industries solely due to the fact that the Americans are carrying out a policy that translates as the endless fall of the dollar," unquote. According to sources inside Eads, a plant said to be under consideration for construction in Alabama by Airbus would only be built if Eads' bid to build the U.S. Air Force's next aerial refueling tanker with Northrop Grumman wins against a competing proposal from Boeing. Up next on ANN, Cessna closes on Columbia. The Air Force finds more problems with F-15s. And NTSB wants fire suppression systems required on cargo planes. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 6th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. It's official. Cessna Aircraft Company has finalized its purchase of selected assets of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing Company. Cessna's auction bid of $26.4 million for Columbia, based in Bend, Oregon, was accepted on November 28th by order of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Oregon. Company officials spent the past week finalizing the acquisition. With the deal now closed, Cessna says the Bend factory will carry the Cessna name, and the Columbia products will be branded as the Cessna 350 and the Cessna 400. Cessna Parts Distribution and the Cessna network of authorized dealers and service centers have already begun plans to integrate sales and support. Inspections by the U.S. Air Force of 450 of its F-15 fighter jets have uncovered a serious structural flaw on another plane, resulting in the third grounding in 4 weeks of a large segment of the service's F-15 fleet. Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn told Reuters of the latest stand-down on Tuesday during the News Service's Aerospace and Defense Summit in Washington, D.C. Wynn said metal fatigue experts from the Air Force Research Laboratory found a crack in the upper longeron support of an F-15 on Monday evening. That crack was near the aircraft's canopy, in the same general area tied to the November 2nd crash, which first raised the fleet-wide concerns. He added that similar structural failures have been found in 3 other planes. Quote, "At some point in time, we've got to stand them down and actually go ahead and buy the next generation fighters," unquote. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board called upon the Federal Aviation Administration to require all cargo airplanes operating under Part 121 to install fire suppression systems. The recommendation came as a result of the board's investigation of a UPS DC-8 cargo fire in Philadelphia last year. Also this week, the board released its probable cause report on that incident, blaming an in-flight fire on an unknown source within one of the containers in the main cargo compartment. As ANN reported, overheating lithium battery cells were initially believed to be the culprit. In its investigation into the February 7, 2006 incident, NTSB could not confirm those beliefs, but it noted several devices on board did contain such batteries. Regardless of what caused the fire, the report concluded the threat from cargo fires could be mitigated by the installation of fire suppression systems. Board Chairman Mark V. Rossanker commented, quote, "While we may not know the source of the fire which caused this accident, our investigators have done an excellent job of highlighting possible solutions that will address hazards associated with in-flight fires," unquote. Most flying organizations losing their home fields would consider it an affront to be referred to the city landfill. But for a growing number of radio-controlled model aircraft enthusiasts across the country, it's becoming a valued compromise. For 14 years, the Tejas RC Association flew models as big as 1/4 scale at the airport in Edinburgh, Texas. When they were asked to leave recently, not just any place would do for models that big, and development was rapidly eliminating options. But according to a report in the Monitor, the club has been offered the use of a city landfill in San Juan, Texas, and one member, Continental Airlines pilot Rick Michelena, says that with some work, the site is nearly ideal. If you'd like to get together with the 250 or so estimated RC enthusiasts in the McAllen area, visit the association's website at www.tejasrcassociation.org. That's Tejas, T-E-J-A-S. Still ahead, Pratt & Whitney's geared turbofan reaches full power in a test. The Challenger Center picks up a familiar name to be its new chairman. And Indonesia's airline industry continues to earn its pariah status. You're listening to Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, December 6th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A new engine designed to reduce emissions and improve efficiency is feeling its oats. Pratt & Whitney's geared turbofan demonstrator engine recently completed its first series of engine runs, reaching full power, 30,000 pounds of thrust, at the company's advanced test facility in West Palm Beach, Florida. The full-scale demonstrator engine ground test program will run through May 2008, with flight testing to follow. Pratt & Whitney's VP, Next Generation Product Family, Bob Saya, calls the demonstrator's performance flawless and says the tests will, quote, validate the game-changing performance characteristics of the geared turbofan engine, including low fuel burn, engine noise, and environmental emissions, unquote. Representatives of the Challenger Center for Space Science Education told ANN on Tuesday that in January, William Reddy will succeed astronaut and business executive Dr. Joseph Allen as chairman of the board. Reddy brings over three decades of experience in the aerospace industry to Challenger Center. He had a distinguished career with NASA as an astronaut and later as an associate administrator for space operations. Reddy has been serving on the board for the past 2 years and is actively engaged in helping Challenger Center to engage over 400,000 students and their teachers nationwide. Challenger Center programs aim to instill a long-term interest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics in students, motivating them to pursue a career in those fields. The network of 50 Challenger Learning Centers across the U.S. train more than 25,000 teachers annually to incorporate project-based learning and the use of the theme of space exploration to engage students in critical thinking, decision-making, communication, and teamwork. Indonesia's airline industry continues to earn its dismal U.S. safety rating and European blacklisting. The latest confidence-shaking news from Jakarta is that a 10-foot-long piece of an airliner's engine cowling has been found lying on the ground at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Worse, so far, no airline has fessed up to losing one. Adding further to the warm, fuzzy feeling, Indonesian aviation officials say they don't know whether the piece came from a domestic plane or a visiting international flight. They also say they can't trace the serial number from the part back to the owner. Indonesia's airline industry is reeling from a series of accidents this year, which have so far claimed 120 lives. The FAA based its downgrading of Indonesian airline safety on reports of shoddy maintenance, a shortage of qualified maintenance personnel, and plain old corruption. And finally, on Tuesday, teams of workers from a variety of businesses and organizations gathered on the tarmac at Miami International Airport. Their goal? To pull a 96,000-pound 737 the farthest, using nothing but leg power. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports the event benefited United Way of Miami-Dade County. Each team ponied up $2,000. American Airlines donated the narrow-body twin jet. Teams were entered from the Unico Service Company, Hilton Airport Hotel, DHL, and a number of American Airlines offshoots, including American Eagle. But the winning team consisted of 20 Miami-Dade Aviation Department employees who pulled the 737 over 30 yards in just over 20 seconds. All the while, the winning team members were unaware that the contest had been staged by the Miami-Dade Aviation Department to save money on tugs during practice. Okay, I made that last part up. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we get analysis on Cessna's decision to build the Skycatcher in China from ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.